各位主所爱的弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Dear beloved brothers and sisters, peace to all of you.
我们今天晚上继续来谈一个主题，就是在基督里重生。
Tonight we continue our topic, born again in Christ.
第二讲就是要从圣灵生。
Chapter 2, which is born of Holy Spirit.
主耶稣在约翰福音里面宣告。
In the Gospel of John, Jesus said,
如果一个人要进入神的国,
If someone were to enter the kingdom of God,
他要达到两个条件,
he has to reach two criteria.
我们请看约翰福音第三章第五节。
Let's take a look at the Gospel of John, chapter 3, verse 5.
约翰福音三章的第五节。
Gospel of John, chapter 3, verse 5.
耶稣说, 我实实在在的告诉你, 人若不是从水和圣灵生的, 就不能进神的国。
Jesus answered, Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
在地球上有100多个国家。
There are more than 120 countries on this earth.
你要去别人的国家，你要达到对方要求的条件。
To go to a foreign country, you have to meet certain conditions.
对方才会发给你签证，才会容许你进入。
Then the other country will allow you a visa to go in.
那神也有他的国。
God has his own kingdom.
神的国就是天国。
God's kingdom is the kingdom of heaven.
不是地上的，是天上的。
Not of this earth, but of the heavens.
不是物质的，是属灵的。
Not materialistic, but spiritual.
地上的果都是短暂的。
All earthly kingdoms are short term.
神的果是永恒的。
God's kingdom is eternal.
所以，如果以后我们要进入神的果，
So if in the future we were to enter the kingdom of God,
我们一定要重生。
It has to be from God.
要怎么叫重生？
We have to be reborn. And what does that mean?
有解释了重生的两个条件。
And Jesus explained the two conditions of being reborn.
就是第一，就是要从水生。
First is born of water.
就是要接受宝血的合法的大水的洗礼。
Which is to say to be baptized in the blood.
圣经把它记载形容是重生的血。
And this is
washing of rebirth.
This is a washing and rebirth and regeneration.
那今天晚上我们来讲第二个条件。
And today we're going to talk about the second condition.
重生的意思就是要从圣灵生。
And to be born of the Spirit is to be born of the Holy Spirit.
什么叫重生？为什么要从圣灵生？
Why do we have to be born of the Holy Spirit?
我们看约翰三章的六节。
Let's take a look at John chapter 3 verse 6.
三章的第六节。
John chapter 3 verse 6.
这里主耶稣说，从肉身生的就是肉身，从灵生的就是灵。
You have to be born of the Spirit to belong to God and to be saved.
这里说啊，如果一个人呢是从肉身生的，他就是肉体了。
That if someone is born of flesh, then they are flesh.
就算妈妈，你的妈妈是肉体，她把你生出来，你也是肉体啊。
Your mother is flesh, and she birthed you, so you are also flesh.
我们每个人都在肉体，都有肉体的生命。
And everyone is of flesh, so we have a fleshly life.
但是肉体的生命不能存到永远。
However, a fleshly life is not eternal.
因为人有罪。
Because men have sin.
所以人要面对死亡。
So we have to face death.
几十年之后，这个身体就腐败了，就死亡了，就没有用了。
In a few decades, your body will fail. It will be useless.
所以我们要从灵生。
So we have to be born of spirit.
因为神是个灵。
Because God is spirit.
我们要从他的灵再生出来。
We have to be reborn of spirit.
我们的属灵的生命才会开始。
Then your spiritual life will begin.
那我们有属灵的生命以后才可以进到永恒的天国里面。
It's only when we have a spiritual life that we're able to enter the eternal kingdom.
因为这个肉体不能进神的国。
Because this fleshly body cannot enter God's kingdom.
这个肉体以后只是留给坟墓。
This fleshly body is for the cemetery in the future.
土归土。
Flesh to a dust to dust.
但是灵要归回神。
However, spirit returns to God.
所以从灵生对我们得救非常的重要。
Therefore, to be born of spirit is crucial to our salvation.
甚至比我们的肉体的生命、肉体的维持还更重要。
It's even more important than the sustaining of our fleshly body.
好，那到底什么叫做从圣灵生呢？
So what does it mean to be born of the spirit?
所以今天晚上我们就从约翰福音第三章，还有整个约翰福音里面很多有关于圣灵的记载来探讨一下。
Today we will learn from John chapter 3 and the other records of the Holy Spirit for our topic tonight.
约翰福音啊，特别记载，主耶稣讲到有关于很多圣灵的道理。
John chapter 3 especially records a lot of truth about the Holy Spirit.
对每一个基督徒非常的重要。
It's very important for every Christian to know.
从圣灵生呢，今天晚上我们要讲的重点，就是一定要追求得到应许的圣灵。
And today, the important topic that we have to learn is that we must seek to receive the promised Holy Spirit.
请打开约翰十四章的十六节。
Let's take a look at John chapter 14.
约翰十四章十六到第十七节。
John chapter 14 verses 16 to 17.
请读。
John chapter 14 verse 16, and I will ask the Father, and He will give you another Counselor. Another helper that he may abide with you forever.
17节
Verse 17, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him or knows him, but you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you.
主耶稣答应门徒一件事情
And Jesus promised his disciples one thing.
他要离开，他将要离开门徒了
He will depart them soon.
但是呢，他不会离开门，真正的离开门徒。
However, he will not truly go away from them.
因为他要差遣一位帮助者 helper 或者是叫做保惠师。
And because he will send them a helper or a counselor.
这个保惠师会永远跟门徒在一起。
This helper will be with the disciples forever.
不会被时间、空间、物质所限制。
It will not be restricted by time or space.
这个保惠师是谁
？Who is this helper?
十七节就讲了，这个就是真理的圣灵。
In verse 17, it says that this helper is the Spirit of truth.
哇，这个圣灵啊，它本身就是真理。
The Holy Spirit is truth itself.
就是神本身。
Which is God itself.
就是耶稣本身。
Which is Jesus itself.
所以主耶稣答应，我的灵一定要住在，一定会住在你们里面帮助你。
Therefore, Jesus promised, "My Spirit will surely dwell in you."
既然耶稣进到我们的心里面，这个圣灵住在我们里面帮助我们，那我们的属灵生命就得到重生了。
And if Jesus or the Holy Spirit dwells within us, then our spiritual life has been reborn.
因为本来我们只有肉体的生命而已，没有属灵的生命。
Because originally we only have fleshly life, and we do not have spiritual life within us.
主耶稣在约翰福音十四章里面答应门徒，一定会给你应许的圣灵。
Therefore, in John chapter 14, Jesus promised the disciples that I will give you the promised life.
好了，那到底得圣灵会是一个怎么样的情况呢？
So what happens when you receive the Holy Spirit?
在约翰福音第三章啊，主耶稣有一个形容。
In John chapter 3, Jesus described a scenario.
我们看约翰呢三章的七到八节。
Let's take a look at John chapter 3 verses 7 to 8.
约翰福音三章七到八节。
John chapter 3 verse 7 to 8.
请读。
Verse 7, Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again. Verse 8. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but cannot tell where it comes from and where it goes. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit.
啊，主耶稣在这里解释，到底得圣灵或者是从灵生会有一种什么的情况
？Here Jesus he explains what it is to be born of the Spirit and what happens when you are born.
主耶稣说，你不要觉得稀奇，说我跟你说，你要再生出来一次。
And Jesus said, "Do not marvel that I said to you, 'You must be born again.'"
啊，人只有肉体的生命，只能够从妈妈肚子生出来一次。
Human are flesh, and we can only be birthed from our mom once.
第二次的生出来呢，就是从神的灵生出来的。
The second time we are born is when we are reborn from God's Spirit.
就是得圣灵的。
Which is to receive the Holy Spirit.
那主耶稣这里把得圣灵跟风的这个现象呢，跟它一起做一个对比。
Here, Jesus makes an analogy of receiving the Holy Spirit and the wind blowing.
就好像风啊，随自己的意思吹。
The wind blows where it wishes.
啊，你看到，你看不见它，只是听见它的声音。
You cannot see it, but you hear the sound of it.
那从哪里来，往哪里去，你不是很清楚。
Where it comes from, where it goes, you are unsure.
那个从灵生的，从圣灵生的人也是这样。
Same thing when you are reborn of the Spirit.
所以说这里把得圣灵跟风吹的这种景象做一个比较。
And Jesus compares receiving the Holy Spirit like the wind blowing.
原来啊，我们中文呢跟英文看不出来，在原文，在希腊文的原文里面呢，风啊、灵啊，还有气息啊，是同一个字。
We cannot tell from the version of the Bible in Chinese or English, but in the original text, wind, breath, and spirit comes from the same word in Greek.
因为这两样东西有非常类似的情况。
Because these are all in similar circumstance.
因为风是看不见的。
Because wind you cannot see.
灵也是看不见的。
Spirit you cannot see.
但是呢，风你可以感觉得到。
However, you can feel the wind.
啊，你看风在吹别的地方，你也看得见。
the wind blows a place, you can see that.
那圣灵你也可以体验。
And the spirit you can experience.
虽然神的灵是看不见的。
Even though God's spirit is invisible.
还有一个人如果被圣灵充满了，得到圣灵的时候，他也会有一些表现出来。
When someone is filled by the Spirit, when he received the Holy Spirit, he will have some demonstrations.
所以啊，难怪希腊文里面灵跟风都是同一个字。
So it's unsurprising that wind and spirit is the same word in Greek.
好了，那主耶稣就讲到这里了，就没有多做解释。
Jesus left it at this example and did not explain further.
但是在主耶稣升天之后，五旬节那一天。
However, at the Pentecost after Jesus ascended to heaven,
神预定的时候到了。
The time of Jesus has come.
God's appointed time.
God's appointed time has come.
圣灵要降临了。
The Holy Spirit is about to descend.
那天发生什么事呢？
What happened on that day?
我们看使徒二章的一到二节。
Let's take a look at Acts chapter 2 verses 1 to 2.
使徒行传的第二章一到二节。
Acts chapter 2 verses 1 to 2. Verse 1, when the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Verse 2, suddenly a sound like the wind of the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting.
这里记载啊, 五旬节那天到了。
Here it describes how the day of Pentecost came.
五旬节是犹太人啊, 这个七大节期当中一个重要的节期。
Pentecost is one of the seven major holidays of the Jewish people.
他们要回到耶路撒冷圣殿来献祭敬拜神。
They have to return to the Holy Temple of Jerusalem to give a sacrifice.
那门徒他们也在耶路撒冷。
And same with the apostles, they were in Jerusalem.
但是呢，他们不是在圣殿。
However, they were not in the Holy Temple.
因为他们很害怕。
Because they were afraid.
他们在聚集在一个房子里面。
They were gathered in a house.
那等待圣灵的降临。
They were waiting for the descendants of the Holy Spirit.
他们在一起祷告。
They were praying together.
第一章的十四节我讲， 他们同心合一的一起横切祷告。
In chapter 1, verse 14, it describes how they were joined together constantly in prayer.
那多少个人呢？
How many people?
第十五节说， 有120个人。
In verse 15 of chapter 1, it says there's 120 of them.
你可以想象， 120个人挤在一个普通的住宅的房子里面呢， 里面一定是很挤、很闷、很热。
If you imagine 120 people squished into a residential house, it must be hot and very, very cramped.
甚至在大声祷告，我在等圣灵来。
And they were loudly praying, waiting for the Holy Spirit.
因为耶稣说， 你没有圣灵的话， 哪里也不要去， 你要在耶路撒冷等候圣灵。
Jesus had told them, if you don't have the Holy Spirit, don't go anywhere, but stay in Jerusalem to wait.
他们在等啊，祷告啊，等啊，祷告啊。
They waited and prayed and repeated.
好了，时间到了，五旬节那一天。
The time came, Pentecost came.
突然间有一个很大的声音，好像blowing啊， 好像那个大风吹过的。
Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came.
哇，那个这记载特别跟风有关系。
According to records, it has to do with wind.
好像啊， 不是真的是有大风， 但是好像有大风。
Yet it is not actual wind, but it is seemingly like a wind.
这种风啊， 就是这种灵的， 灵风啊， 是圣灵已经来做工了。
This is what we call spiritual wind, which means Holy Spirit has come to work.
那然后呢， 我们看第三节。
When we look at verse 3.
第三节。
Verse 3. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them.
这里有一个异象，那是他们看到舌头好像火焰分开落在他们个人的头上。
They saw a vision that divided tongues as if like fire had sat on each one of them.
有点像这个图，这种想象，就是大概也差不多，这个每个人头上都有一个火苗，这个火呢，好像舌头的形状。
You see this imagery and you can see it that it seemed like tongues of fire resting on each of them.
好了，那个火苗一落到头上，哇， 他们都开始有一个特别特别的不一样的行为了。
As soon as the flame landed on each of them, they started to have different behavior.
我们看呢，第二章的第四节。
Let's take a look at chapter 2, verse 4.
第四节。
Verse 4, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them the utterance.
这里说，当他们被圣灵充满的时候，
Here it says that when they were all filled with the Holy Spirit,
有一种表现，
they had this presentation.
就是圣灵让他们说出一些 别国的话来。
Holy Spirit allowed them to speak with language like foreign of foreign countries.
这个中文呢翻译不是很好，中文把它翻成别国的话。
And in Chinese, it says foreign language.
其实不对。
But it's not very accurate.
你看英文呢，原文呢，我们这里有另外一个原文逐字和合本。这个把它翻成开始说别的方言。或者是舌头啊，或者是舌音。
In English, it's more similar to the original text, which says they began to speak in with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance, sound of the tongue.
第一次得圣灵，舌头发出一些声音，很奇妙。
The first time they received the Holy Spirit, they made sounds with their tongues.
那有人就问了，那这个跟刚刚那个异象，那个风啊，还有。这个火啊，跟舌头啊有什么关系呢？这三样东西怎么连在一起呢？跟说灵言有什么关系呢
？So some people may ask, the sound like the blowing of a violent wind and flames that look like fire, and also this speaking with other tongue. What do they have to do with each other, and what do they mean together?
其实这三样东西是有关系的。
These three things are related.
来，我们看下面这个图啊。
Let's take a look at this image.
当一根蜡烛，它有一个火苗。
When a candle has a flame,
那如果没有风呢
？If there's no wind,
这个火苗呢，就会静止的，就会很稳定的这样来烧啊。
Then the candle flame will be very steady, and still.
但是如果有一点风呢
？However,
像我们想要吹蜡烛，但是又没有办法把它吹灭，力不够，那个每吹一下，那个火苗就会 flicker， 就会vibrate， 这样抖动。
However, even with a little bit of wind, the flame will move. It will vibrate.
那如果没有风的话，那个火苗又会静下来，又会直直的。
Once the wind had ceased, the flame will go back to being still.
好了，我们刚刚讲过了，圣灵好像风啊。
We have said that the Holy Spirit is like wind.
你没有看，没有办法看见它。
You cannot see it.
但是如果它在动了，它降临下来，它充满人了。
However, when it descends, when it fills these people,
那个人的舌头啊，就好像那个火被吹这样子，舌头也会颠动，也会跳动啊。
Then their tongue will be like flame, jumping and moving.
哦，这种就是不由自主的这种跳动啊，就是发出一种声音，叫做 speaking in tongue， 就是用舌头说话。
And this kind of movement, is out of someone's consciousness, and it is like flames of fire.
不是自己模仿的。
It's not something that they imitate.
是圣灵帮助他们这样讲出来的。
But speaking in tongue is something that the Holy Spirit is helping them to do.
我们知道啊，五旬节是第一次得圣灵，所以第一次得圣灵的这个现象、这个体验呢，非常的重要。
We know that the Pentecost is when the Holy Spirit first came down, so the experience of this first time is very important.
所以我们再整理一下，圣灵降临好像风吹动。
So we can organize this once again. Holy Spirit descending is like wind blowing.
风本身是看不见。
Wind cannot be seen.
但是风的动态，比如说吹这个树，可以看得见。
However, the work of the wind, for example, blowing a tree, can be seen.
圣灵本身看不见。
Holy Spirit originally cannot be seen.
如果人被圣灵充满
，if people are fulfilled by the Holy Spirit,
圣灵让他的舌头跳动
，then the Holy Spirit will move their tongue.
讲出灵言。
It will speak in tongues.
甚至身体有一点点震动。
And even their body will vibrate.
哎，你看得见，也听得见啊。
You can see this and you can hear this.
哇，这个就是从圣灵生的这种体验，一种经验。
This is the experience of being reborn within the Spirit.
因为啊，他们在之前都没有这种体验。
Because before this, they have never had such an experience.
彼得他们跟随主三年呢，都没有体验过圣灵。
Peter and the apostles followed Jesus for 3 years, and they have never heard or experienced.
还没有从圣灵生。
Because they have yet to be born of the Spirit.
还没有从圣灵受洗。
They have yet to be baptized in the Spirit.
等到五旬节那一天，他们才有这个体验。
It's only at the day of Pentecost that they experience such thing.
对，但是主耶稣在约翰福音第三章呢，刚刚我们所读到的，已经预先跟他们讲，跟那个风有点像。
However, this has all been prefigured by Jesus, who said in John chapter 3, verse 5, that the Spirit will be like wind.
三章第八节所说的哈。
You can see this in chapter 3, verse 8.
这是风随自己的意思随吹。
That it, he said, the wind blows wherever it pleases.
好，那我们要特别强调，这个说方言得圣灵说方言的，不是模仿，是圣灵给的。
We want to emphasize that speaking in tongue, it is not by learning or imitation.
有一些孩子也会模仿啊。
Some children will imitate the sound.
哇，说你舌头卷嘛，他也会弄啊，嘟嘟嘟嘟嘟这样子弄出来。
They say it's just rolling your tongue, and they will imitate it.
有一些语言 啊，像西班牙文啊，俄罗斯文啊，有一些语言里面它有这种也有这种卷舌音的存在。
And even some foreign languages, for example, Spanish also has the sound of rolling your tongue.
但是如果是人模仿的，人自己弄出来的那个不算。
However, it does not count if it's something that you're purposefully making or imitating.
因为圣经讲得很清楚啊。
Because the Bible was very clear.
圣灵赐的口才。
It is enabled by the Holy Spirit.
你自己模仿的话，你弄两分钟、五分钟、十分钟，可能就累死了，嘴巴啃干了，舌头都麻掉了。
If you are imitating or purposefully making this sound, then you will actually be very dry mouthed and tired after only 5 minutes or so.
你自己模仿了也很累啊，因为没有意思。
You're tired from imitation because it's no fun.
但是如果是真的是从圣灵来。
However, if it's truly from the Holy Spirit,
跪下去祷告，说灵言，祷告半个钟头、一个钟头，舌头不会累，嘴巴不会干。
Kneel and pray and be holy, filled by the Holy Spirit. Even after half an hour, an hour, you will not be dry mouthed and you will not be tired.
从圣灵来的。
Because it comes from the Holy Spirit.
那有人就看这个《使徒行传》第二章。
Some people took a look at Acts chapter 2.
他们从第五节一直读下去。
They start reading from verse 5 onward.
那看起来啊，好像是他们在说别国的话耶。
And it seems like they're speaking other tongue of other nations.
好，我们看《使徒行传》第二章第五节。
Let's take a look at Acts chapter 2, verse 5. Acts chapter 2, verse 5. Now there were staying in Jerusalem God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven.
好，这就说那个时候啊，在耶路撒冷啊，人很多，很热闹。
Here describes that there's a lot of people and very noisy together.
因为当时住在各地的犹太人，住在外地的侨民呢，都回到耶路撒冷过节。
Because all the Jewish people living in other nations have all returned there to spend this holiday.
因为他们住在别的国家，从小在那边长大，所以他们也学了那个国家的地方语言。
They may have lived in other nations since a young age, so they also know those foreign languages.
大部分我们都是华人。
For example, all of us, we are of Chinese descent.
我们在加拿大出生长大的，英文可能比中文还溜啊。
But since we perhaps were born and raised in Canada, maybe our English is even better than Chinese.
那华人住在法国，他肯定法文就很会讲。
And same thing, if a Chinese descendant lived in France, then their French will be better than their Chinese.
所以没有什么稀奇的，你住在那边的自然会那边的话。
So it's nothing to be bewildered at. Is your language of your original country will be better than your ethnic language.
当时这些犹太人呢、啊，听到这些使徒在讲什么呢
？So the Jews they were listening to these disciples. What were they saying?
我们看第七节。
Let's take a look at verse 7.
第七节。
Verse 7 says, "Utterly amazed, they asked, 'Are not all these men who are speaking Galileans?'"
第八节。
Verse 8, "Then how is it that each of us hears them in his own native language?"
啊，这里他们就说了，这些站在外面的人说，他们在里面呢，那一百多个人呢，怎么会用我们的这国外的言语啊，来讲话呢？
They were saying they should be speaking in this native language, but how come I'm hearing it in my own foreign language?
因为在房子里面的120个。那个门徒啊，大部分都是加利利人。
Because most of the disciples in that 120 people in that house, most of them are Galileans.
所谓的加利利人，那是乡下人的意思。
In other words, they are from rural places.
我们知道乡下人呢，没有什么机会出国啊。
And most of these people don't have a lot of opportunity to travel.
你讲那个语言呢、啊，讲本地的语言，说不定都有乡下音、乡音。
And even if they're speaking the local language, they may have rural accents.
啊，都讲不好了。
And in other words, it doesn't sound too nice.
他也更没有机会去学一些别的国家的语文了。
And so it's doubtful that they have the opportunity to learn other foreign languages.
所以那些国外回来的就觉得说，这些乡下人怎么用我们在国外讲的话来讲话呢
？So when the travelers came to hear these different languages, they were bewildered.
哦，那所以有一些基督徒读到这一段了，就认为说了啊。说方言，得圣灵说方言，就一定是讲外国话。
So some Jewish people they think when they read this passage that they must be speaking this foreign languages when they have the Holy Spirit.
有些人就觉得说，哦，那得圣灵可能会突然间会讲法文啊，会讲德文啊，会讲意大利文啊，虽然你没学过，但是你可能会讲。
Some people even interpret this as when you have the Holy Spirit, you will suddenly be bestowed with the gift of speaking other languages even without studying it first.
其实不是。
But this is not that.
我们仔细看这一段。
Let's look at this passage carefully.
我们再读二章的十一到第十三节。
Let's take a look at chapter 2, verses 11 onward.
十一节跟第十三节。
Verse 11 and verse 13. Verse 11. Cretans and Arabs, we hear them speaking in our own tongues the wonderful works of God.
22节,
Verse 12, so they were all amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, whatever could this mean?
13节,
13, others mocking said, they are full of new wine.
所以我们在讨论一个问题，在五旬节那一天，他们真的是讲十五种话吗？
So we talk about this controversial topic is during Pentecost, were they really speaking 15 different languages?
如果是的话,
If that is so,
应该大家听到都是一样,
then the thing that everyone hears should be the same.
但是在当时他们有两批人在外面,
However, at that time, there were two groups of people outside.
一批人听到他们在用自己的乡下话来赞美神,
one group, they were hearing the disciples using the native language to praise God.
但是另外一批人又听不到,
However, the other group did not hear this.
觉得他们只是在舌头在发音, 然后好像喝醉酒,
they simply heard different sounds. Their tongue was making it sounded like they were drunk.
这很奇怪, 如果他们是真的是说一起说外国话的话, 应该大家都听得到。
This is very strange because if the disciples were truly speaking a foreign language, then the audience should be hearing the same thing.
再来我们看下一个图啊, 这是一个地图。
Let's take a look at the next image, which is a map.
就是当时有15个地区。 的犹太侨民回到耶路撒冷，他们讲那十五种话。
At that time, they were Jewish travelers from 15 different regions returning to Jerusalem.
好了，我们今天呢，右边这个图就是十五种话 ，say hello， 我只会一两种啊。
So we look at the image on the right, which dictates 15 different languages, and some I only know a few words in.
好，我们比如说英文就是 hello 啊。
For example, in English, we say hello.
中文的你好吗?
In Chinese, we say 你好吗?
也有是 shalom.
Or shalom.
很多不同种话。
All different languages.
那如果今天有一个地方啊，里面有十五个人啊，一起讲十五种话。
So if you are to meet a group of people in a place speaking 15 different languages.
在里面呢，自己讲自己的这个乡下话。
And they are speaking their own local dialect.
那一个人站在外面，房子的外面。
And one person standing outside of that house.
你觉得那个人在外面呢，听不听得懂里面的人在讲什么？
Do you think that person will understand whatever is being said in the house?
就算他听得懂其中一种语言。
Even if he understands one language within that group.
那里面太吵了。
But it's too loud.
你自己讲自己的语言，鸡跟鸭讲，哇，外面呢根本都听不到。
There's a saying, it's like chicken talking to a duck, and there's too much noise. People on the outside can't understand anything.
早上你今天站在一个餐馆的外面，那个很热闹的茶楼啊，餐馆的外面。
An analogy would be if you're standing outside a very busy restaurant.
你只听到里面很嘈杂，但是听不到任何一个人讲话，除非大家直接喊出来，很大声用扩音机。
You hear a conversational noises, however, you cannot make out anything that anyone's saying unless someone is speaking through a speaker.
所以这里告诉我们呢，那120个人呢，不可能是在讲15种不同的语言。
So this tells us that the 120 people in the house, it's impossible for them to be speaking 15 different languages.
因为第一，太嘈杂了。
Because number one, it's too noisy.
外面的人听不见。
The people on the outside cannot hear, nor can they understand.
第二，两种人不同的。 这个反应,
and second, there are two different kind of reactions.
那到底他们得圣灵，他们第一次得圣灵，从圣灵生，有这种灵言的这种体验，到底是发生什么事呢？
So the first time they experience the Holy Spirit and speaking in spiritual tongues, what are they really experiencing?
那别人听到什么呢？
What are other people hearing?
别人听到的是他们说灵言。
Other people are hearing them uttering in tongue.
但是呢，是神打开他们的耳朵。
However, it was God who opened their ears
让他们听得懂属灵的话, 这个奥秘,
to allow them to understand the spiritual tongue, to see the mystery of it.
因为得圣灵说方言, 这个不是地方的, 地上的语言,
because speaking in spiritual tongue, it is not an earthly language.
是神国的语言,
it is the language of God's kingdom.
是一个奥秘,
it is a mystery.
是人听不懂的, 也不能听的。
It's something that humans cannot hear and cannot understand.
除非神给你打开你的耳朵, 让你明白。
Unless God opens your ears to allow you to understand.
我们来看哥林多前书的14章的第2节。
Let's take a look at 1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 2.
哥林多前书的14章的第2节。
1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 2.
12章第2节。
chapter 14, verse 2, for he who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men but to God, for no one understands him. However, in the spirit he speaks mysteries.
这里说,
Here it describes a person who is praying, who is speaking in the spirit in tongue.
这里说, 这种方言是对神讲的,
Here it says that this man is speaking to God,
不是对人讲,
not to man.
其实像圣经里面有两种说方言的情况。
In reality, in the Bible, it describes two scenarios when someone is speaking in tongue.
第一种就是用祷告当中说方言。
The first kind is when you speak in tongue in prayer.
这里说是对神讲, 这就是祷告啊。
Here it says that you are speaking then to God in prayer.
就是每一个人领受圣灵都会说方言。
Which is to say every one of us receiving the Holy Spirit will speak in tongue.
就好像《使徒行传》第二章的记载。
Just how it was recorded in Acts chapter 2.
但这种说方言呢,没有人听得懂。
This speaking in tongue, no one can understand him.
但是呢,在他心灵里面呢,却说出来各样的奥秘。
However, in his inner heart, in spirit, he speaks many mysteries.
就是除非神打开你的耳朵。
Which cannot be understood unless God opens your ears.
像他们是说灵言的舌头在跳动。
Just like the disciples speaking in tongue, their tongue is jumping.
那神打开他们的耳朵,听到,哦,他们是在赞美主,赞美主,神都伟大。
God opened the ears of the audience, allowing them to hear that the disciples were praising God for His almightiness.
有一次啊, 在一个教会, 在一个祷告会里面,
One time within another church in a prayer session.
有一个信徒啊, 跪在另外一个信徒的后面,
and one believer was kneeling behind another believer.
啊, 那他在祷告的时候, 听到前面那个人在祷告,
when he was praying, he heard the person in front of him.
听到前面那个人在祷告了, 一直在为一个人在祷告。
And he heard that the person in front of him kept praying for another person.
求神怜悯那个人，帮助那个人。
God, please have mercy upon that person.
那祷告完之后,
And after prayer,
这个人呢，就问前面那个人，哎呀，你刚刚这样祷告啊，我听了很感动，我们也要替他祷告。
The first member approached to the person in front of him, saying that you prayed so much for this person, it really moved me, let's pray for him together.
但是那个人就很奇怪，你怎么知道我祷告在讲什么？
But the person kneeling in front of this brother, he was perplexed and said, how do you know what I was praying?
祷告的时候讲啊，一直讲啊。
And the brother said, well, you said out loud in your prayer, didn't you?
我没有讲啊，我祷告都用灵言。And
the brother said, no, I was speaking in tongue.
他们就知道了。And
they suddenly understood.
原来啊，在灵里面。 那位在前面的信徒帮那个人祷告的时候,
In spirit, when that a brother kneeling in front was praying,
主耶稣感动后面那个人呢, 听得懂那个灵言。
The Lord Jesus opened the ears of the brother kneeling in the back to hear and understand.
就听得懂他的意思。
Then he understand what everything meant.
所以我们不要以为说, 哦, 这个灵言呢, 说舌头跳动那个没有意思, 其实有意思的, 好像一个密码, 这个奥秘。
So do not think that when you pray in tongue, you are uttering nothing. It means a lot, and it is like a secret code.
是圣灵在里面呢，帮助我们祷告。
It is the Spirit praying for us within us.
这个很宝贵啊。
This is very valuable.
所以，接下来这一点就是得圣灵说方言呢，是主耶稣对每一个信徒的应许。
And we go to the second point, which is receiving the Holy Spirit is the evidence by speaking in tongue is the promise of Jesus to every believer.
其实在约翰福音里面早就有讲。
It has long said in the Gospel of John.
请看约翰的第四章的第十节。
Let's take a look at John chapter 4, verse 10.
这段是主耶稣跟撒玛利亚妇人的对话。
This records a dialogue between Jesus and the Samaritan woman.
我们看四章的第十节。
Let's take a look at chapter 4, verse 10. Verse 10, Jesus answered and said to her, If you knew the gift of God and who it is who says to you, Give me a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water.
啊, 主耶稣坐在井旁边,
Jesus sat by a well.
碰到一个撒玛利亚的妇人,
he met a Samaritan woman.
这个妇人呢, 主耶稣就问撒玛利亚妇人说, 可不可以给我一些水喝?
And he asked the Samaritan woman, Can you give me some water to drink?
她就有点犹疑啊, 你是个犹太人, 我是撒玛利亚人, 你为什么拿水呢?
The Samaritan woman hesitated because she said, You're a Jew and I'm a Samaritan. How can you ask me for a drink?
因为我们两个不同的种族的, 这个人啊, 没有什么来往。
In other words, we're from two different ethnicities who do not really associate with each other.
那主耶稣就说了,
But Jesus said,
如果你知道神的恩赐, 神的恩赐啊, 还有对你说给我水喝的那个是谁？你就会求他，他就给你活水了。
He said to her, if you knew the gift of God and who it is who says to you, give me a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you the living water.
恩赐也可以说是礼物。
A gift or present or grace.
神的礼物是什么?
What is God's gift?
主耶稣说,我有礼物,这个是活水啊。
Jesus said, I have a gift and it is the living water.
这个礼物或者这个恩赐这个字呢,在新约圣经里面用这个特别的字来形容。
This blessing or gift, it is said with a special word in the New Testament.
这个字在原文呢叫Doria。
In the original text, the word is a Doria.
这个字呢，这个礼物啊，或者是恩赐呢，是形容神自己本身呢，这圣灵本身呢。
And this word, it represents God Himself or Holy Spirit itself.
我们问一个问题，到底神的礼物最宝贵的是什么？
If we ask the valuable question of what is the most important, valuable blessing of God?
神的gift啊，神把最好的礼物给你是什么？
What's the most valuable gift that God Himself can give?
不是房子啊，不是车子。
It's not a house. It's not a car.
也不是他给你的这个病可以得到医好。
It's also not the healing of a sickness.
神最好的礼物就是他自己。
God's best gift to give you is Himself.
这个就是最大的礼物。
This is the biggest gift.
他把自己给你。
He gave Himself to you.
哇，住在你里面，与你同在。
He dwells with you. He abides with you.
所以主耶稣在这里就预言了，就是如果你知道。 这个人是谁？你就问他这个礼物、这个恩赐，他就会给你。
Here God is prophesying that if only you knew who is it that's asking you for this favor and what gift he has, then you will give it to him.
这个礼物就是活水。
And this gift is the living water.
那活水又是什么？
What is the living water?
我们看约翰的第七章。
Let's take a look at John chapter 7.
七章的38节。
John chapter 7 verse 38.
七章的38节。
John chapter 7 verse 38. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water.
39节。
Verse 39. But this he spoke concerning the Spirit, whom those believe in him would receive, for the Holy Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified.
原来这个圣灵的恩赐就是圣灵本身呢。
Here this gift is the Holy Spirit itself.
不是圣灵让你可以做什么事。 不是那种特别的恩赐。
It's not a gift that would allow you to do anything. It's not a gift of that kind.
不是圣灵可以让你讲道啊，圣灵可以让你医病啊，不是那个恩赐。
It's not the kind of gift or Holy Spirit that allows you to sermonize or do any other talent.
那个是特别的恩赐，让你去做圣工的。
That is a different kind of gift that allows you to do holy work.
圣经也用不同的字来形容。
And the Bible uses different terms to describe these two different kinds of gifts.
但是讲到Doria，就圣灵本身，就是得圣灵、说方言、圣灵在你里面内住。
However, when the Bible mentions Doria, it means the Holy Spirit itself, the Spirit that is living within you.
每一个人都应该有。
Everybody should have that.
因为一般的外教会啊，其他的基督教他们不了解圣经。
Because a lot of other Christian denominations, they do not really know the Holy Spirit.
他们自己本身也没有圣灵的体验。
They don't have the experience of the Holy Spirit. They don't understand the Bible.
信徒就去问牧师了，圣经有说方言啊，灵言为什么我们都没有？
So some members go to their pastors and said, well, the Bible describes speaking in tongues. How come we don't have that experience?
因为牧师自己都没有。
And the pastor himself doesn't have that experience.
他就会告诉信徒的，哎呀，那个是特别的恩赐，不是每一个人有。
And the pastor would tell the believer that this is a special kind of gift, not everybody has it.
这样就把他们糊弄过去了。And
he would kind of blur it over this topic.
因为自己都没有啊，你怎么讲？
Because they themselves don't have this experience, so how are they supposed to explain that?
那么就说不是每一个人有了，你有很好，没有也没关系。
They simply say not everybody has this gift, so if you have it, great. If you don't have it, that's fine as well.
但是圣经不是这样讲的。
However, this is not what the Bible says.
所以说圣灵的这个恩赐啊，这个Doria，圣灵本身啊，是给每一个人的。得圣灵说方言是给每一个人的。
The Holy Spirit is Doria, and it is supposed to be given to every person.
我们看几个经节啊。
Let's look at a few verses.
我们看使徒二章38节。
Let's take a look at Acts chapter 2 verse 38.
使徒二章38节。
Acts chapter 2 verse 38. It says, then Peter said to them, repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
这里彼得第一次布道, 这是五旬节那一天呢, 领受了圣灵之后起来讲道,
this is the first time that Peter sermonized, which is on the Pentecost after the descendants of the Holy Spirit.
大家听得很感动,
and everyone heard was very moved.
那么就问彼得, 我们应该怎么做?
So they asked Peter, what should we do?
彼得说, 你们要悔改。
And Peter said to them, repent
啊, 受洗,
and be baptized
啊, 罪洗干净了,
after you have remissed your sins.
那你们就可以领受, 应该是翻成啊, 你们就可以领受圣灵的恩赐, 这Dorea。
Then you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, which is Dorea.
就是得圣灵说方言跟五旬节那天一样啊, 就是刚刚他们领受的。
Receiving the Holy Spirit on the Pentecost, it is in the same scenario just after it happened.
彼得说对每一个在场的
So Peter said, let every one of you, so every Jewish at the scene.
因为当时候在五旬节都是犹太人呢。
Because at that time, the Pentecost, they were attended by all Jews.
好了，那外邦人得圣灵得到Dorea会说方言吗？
So would Gentiles receive the Holy Spirit? Would they receive Dorea?
当然会有。Of
course.
啊，我们看使徒十章四十五节。
Let's take a look at Acts chapter 10, verse 45.
十章四十四、四十五节吧。
Acts chapter 10, verses 44 and 45. Verse 44, while Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit came on all who heard the message.
45节.
Verse 45, and those of the circumcision who believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out on the Gentiles also.
哇,这里记载彼得呢,在很多年之后呢,去一个地方啊,就外邦人的一个地方,这是 哥尼流的家里布道.
This describes an incident when Peter traveled far. He went to a Gentile place, to the home of Cornelius.
哥尼流是个罗马人呢，是个百夫长.
Cornelius, he was a centurion. He was a Roman.
彼得在讲道都还没有讲完.
Even before Peter finished his sermon,
哦，圣灵就降下来.
The Holy Spirit had descended.
这里时候，他们那些犹太人看到，哇，这个圣灵的恩赐啊，原文就是 Dorea， 圣灵的恩赐。 都落在这个外邦人身上.
And the Jewish believers, they were astonished because the Holy Spirit descended, which is Dorea.
一样的礼物啊.
The same kind of gift.
就是领受圣灵.
They received the Holy Spirit.
说方言.
They started speaking in tongues.
哇，这个就是神的礼物.
This is the gift of God.
领受神的圣灵本身啊.
To receive the Holy Spirit itself.
所以得圣灵说方言, 这是神给每一个得救的基督徒一定会有的体验.
In other words, receiving the Holy Spirit, the Dorea, is a gift that every baptized Christian should receive.
每一个得救的基督徒啊，每个saved Christian.
Excuse me, every saved Christian should receive.
你祷告，你求到圣灵，你一定会说方言.
You pray and you receive forgiveness, and you will receive this the ability to speak in tongues.
因为神呢，要透过这个圣灵啊，帮助你，造就你。
Because God will use the Holy Spirit to help you and to edify you.
哦，我们来看哥林多前书的第十四章.
Let's take a look at 1 Corinthians chapter 14.
哥林多前书的第十四章.
1 Corinthians chapter 14.
第四节啊.
Verse 4. He who speaks in the tongue, he edifies himself, but he who prophesies, he edifies the church.
所以这里说啊, 当你说方言祷告的时候呢, 对神讲话的时候, 你的灵得到造就。
Here it says that when he speaks for God, his tongue edifies himself.
我们知道我们祷告啊, 有时候啊, 很软弱, 祷告不下去。
We know that often when we pray, we feel weak, we cannot continue.
如果我们还没有领受圣灵, 我们只能用悟性的祷告。
And for anyone who cannot, who does and have the Holy Spirit, they can pray in understanding.
那悟性的祷告也不是不好, 也可以造就别人, 让别人听得懂。
Prayer in understanding, it's not not good. It can also edify and help others.
但是当你很软弱很软弱的时候, 都祷告不下去的时候,
however, when you are very, very weak, you feel like you cannot go on.
哇, 那你真的很想停止。
And you really want to stop.
但是如果你拿到了圣灵,
however, if you have the Holy Spirit,
就算你很软弱很软弱, 祷告不下去了,
even when you're very, very weak, you cannot continue.
圣灵会帮助你。
The Holy Spirit will help you.
圣灵会帮你祷告祈求。
And the Holy Spirit will help to pray for you.
里面呢，好像涌出一个活水江河了。It's
like a living water, a stream will erupt from it.
我们看约翰福音的七章。
Let's take a look at John chapter 7.
约翰福音七章。
John chapter 7.
37-39节。
Verses 37-39.
约翰福音7章37-39节。
John chapter 7, verses 37 to 39. Verse 37, on the last and greatest day of the feast, Jesus stood and said in a loud voice, "If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink." 38, whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, streams of living water will flow from within him. 39, by this he meant the Spirit, whom those who believe in him were later to receive. Up to that time, the Spirit had not been given since Jesus had not yet been glorified.
所以说如果一个人嘴巴很渴了, 要去哪里呢?
Jesus asked, if anyone is thirsty, where does he go?
我要去到他那边, 就是耶稣那边。
Go to Jesus.
可以来喝。
And he can drink.
那喝什么?
What will he be drinking?
不是跑到很远的地方拿水啊。
He's not getting water from a faraway place.
主耶稣说在你的肚子里面, 在你腹中, 都可以流出一个活水的江河。
And Jesus said that even within him, a living water will flow.
哇, 这个江河好像个泉源涌出来。
This is like a stream of water that flows out.
这讲什么?
What is he talking about?
所以说讲得圣灵的体验。
He is talking about the experience of receiving the Holy Spirit.
当你求到圣灵, 圣灵在你里面。
When you have prayed and received the Holy Spirit, it is within you.
你用灵言祷告。
You pray in the Spirit.
哇, 虽然你自己不晓得灵言在讲什么。
Even though you do not know what the Spirit is saying.
但是你很专心的, 很深入的, 圣灵在里面帮你祷告。
However, you're concentrated, you're praying deep, and the Spirit is praying for you.
真的是有时候, 好像停不了, 那个水一直涌出来, 一直涌出来。
You feel like it cannot stop, and the water just keeps on flowing.
我们知道, 那个河如果流得很快啊, 那个脏东西就冲走了。
We know that when a stream is flowing fast, all the debris is gone.
好，那我们今天真教会里面很多弟兄姐妹都领受了圣灵。
Today within the true church, many brothers and sisters have received the true spirit.
那最近我们也常常在家里，因为疫情的关系啊，都在家里。
Recently, because of the pandemic, we are all at home.
我们可能很多人有很多烦恼。
Maybe a lot of people have frustrations.
可能很多人心中有一些负面的想法。
And some people may have negative thoughts.
甚至里面有心中有罪恶的存在。
Or even the existence of sin.
无论我们里面有什么不好的东西。
And whether you have nothing bad,
或者我们里面呢, 很干渴, 觉得很空虚, 很无聊, 很孤单,
or you're thirsty, you're lonely, you're dry,
不要忘记,
do not forget that we have already received the Holy Spirit.
如果你已经领受了圣灵,
if you have already done so,
你就多用灵言祷告,
then pray in the Spirit more.
用灵言啊, 用灵言圣灵祷告, speaking in tongue啊,
speaking in tongue.
那祷告到圣灵很充满,
you pray until you are filled by the Holy Spirit.
不要只跪下去祷告说, 哦, 三, 五分钟, 啊, 就停了, 你都还没有充满, 还没有专心,
do not stop after only kneeling down for 5 minutes because you have not yet been filled.
那个水都还没有流出来,
the water has not yet flowed and you have already stopped it.
祷告要专心啊, 我个人觉得没有10到15分钟啊, 都还没有真正完全专心。
Prayer must be concentrated. Personally, I feel like unless I pray for 10 to 15 minutes, I cannot concentrate fully.
当我们跪下去, 超过 10分钟, 15分钟之后, 诶, 开始专心了, 圣灵, 用灵言祷告, 圣灵很充满的时候, 哇, 那水啊, 就好像冲走你的烦恼。
After you have prayed for 10 to 15 minutes, when you're fully concentrated, you're praying in the tongue, then suddenly you feel like all your burdens and frustrations have been washed away.
洁净你的思想。
It cleanses your thoughts.
冲走负面的想法。
It pushes away negative thinking.
这样常冲常冲常冲哦，哎，我们的灵命就重新得力了，重新开始。
This frequent flushing of your inner heart, then you feel like you are re-strengthened and reborn.
我们今天有一个祷告的目标。
Today we have a goal in prayer.
啊，我们求圣灵在我们里面成为活水的江河。
We plead that the Holy Spirit will become the stream of living water in our heart.
不要只有一滴滴而已，或者是一点点水而已。
Do not let it be a drip or a little puddle.
要，上里面很强大，一直冲我们，一直造就我们。
It has to be a turbulent stream continuing to build us up and edify us.
一直帮助我们。
It continues to help us.
这个很重要哦，我们要把握，因为真教会的弟兄姐妹有这种圣灵的体验。
This is very important because members of the true church, we have this experience.
圣灵真的会愿意帮我们的。
The Holy Spirit is truly willing to help us.
但是要花功夫跪下去祷告。
However, it takes dedication. We have to kneel down. We have to be willing to pray.
再软弱也要祷告。
Even at your weakest, you have to pray.
因为圣灵是要帮助我们的软弱的。
Because the Holy Spirit will help us in our weakness.
好，罗马书第8章。
Let's take a look at Romans chapter 8.
罗马书的8章26节。
Romans chapter 8 verse 26.
罗马8章26节。
Romans chapter 8 verse 26. Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weakness, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be spoken. Here, we see that we can be very weak.
说实在，你拿到了圣灵，你有圣灵不代表你很刚强啊。
In reality, just because you have the Holy Spirit does not mean that you are strong.
也不是说你比别人好，你才有圣灵。
Not to say that you have to be better than other people in order to have the Holy Spirit.
我们也不要看不起那些还没有求到圣灵的弟兄姐妹。
Also, do not look down upon people who have not yet received it.
你没有，别人没有求到，不代表他比你差，只是神怜悯你，你先拿到而已。
Just because someone has yet to receive the Holy Spirit, it doesn't mean that you're better than them. It's just that God had mercy upon you.
神有他的时间给别人。
God has his own timing for others.
但有时候我们虽然有圣灵，有灵言，但是我们很软弱。
But there are times when we have the Holy Spirit, yet we are so weak.
很不想祷告。
We do not want to pray.
祷告不下去。
We cannot pray for long.
祷告不专心。
We cannot concentrate.
这个时候你更需要祷告。
These are times when you need to pray even more.
在祷告里面求圣灵啊，帮助我。
In your prayer, ask the Holy Spirit to please help me.
这里说圣灵会帮助你，轻帮助你的软弱，或者是一同分担的意思。
Here it says that the Spirit will help us in our weakness, or in other words, help us with the burdens that we carry.
你都不知道要怎么祷告了。
When you do not know how to pray.
没有关系，你跪下去，你有圣灵的话，你就用灵言，你就跪下去祷告久一点。
That's okay. You still kneel down. You pray in tongue and you pray longer.
告诉圣灵你有多软弱。You
tell the Holy Spirit how weak you feel.
今天晚上我们另外一个祷告方向，就是要告诉圣灵你有多软弱。This
is another direction for our prayer tonight. Is we tell this Holy Spirit how weak we are.
告诉圣灵你要帮我，不然我走不下去。Tell
the Holy Spirit, please help me. Otherwise, I cannot carry on.
就算你在最低点。
Even at your lowest point.
就算你不想再祷告了,
even if you don't want to pray anymore.
有些事情你还要做,
something you still need to do.
就是还是要继续祷告,
which is to continue to pray.
因为在你不想祷告的时候，这是你最需要祷告的时候。
Because the moment where you do not want to pray the most is when you need prayer the most.
因为主耶稣已经把圣灵给你了。
Because Jesus has already given the Holy Spirit to you.
那我弟兄姐妹就说了，哎呀，我求了很久，都还没有求到圣灵。
And brothers and sisters may say, I've prayed for the Holy Spirit for so long.
你也不要慌心。And
do not be panicked.
往往在你最低的时候，最失望的时候，可能就是神要马上要给你圣灵。It's
often at your lowest point where God may just give you the Holy Spirit.
如果你一放弃，可能就没有。If
you give up, then that chance is gone.
最近在疫情当中啊，大部分弟兄姐妹也不能来教会。Recently
during the pandemic, most brothers and sisters cannot come to church.
但是在真教会里面，圣灵的工作没有停止。However,
in the true church, the work of the Spirit has never ceased.
有一位弟兄。
There's this one brother.
信了主十几年了。
He has believed in the Lord for 10 some years.
年纪也蛮大的。He's
quite elderly.
但是还没有求到圣灵。He
has yet to have the Holy Spirit.
后来都很灰心呢，都不想走到前面来。He
felt so disappointed that he never wants to come up to pray.
但是呢，神知道他的心。But
God knew his heart.
因为他生病。
Because he was sick.
很软弱,
he was very weak.
那神知道这个时候要鼓励他,
and God knew that this was a time to encourage him.
他在家里祷告,
he was praying at home.
我觉得这个舌头啊,有一点点改变,
and suddenly he felt like his tongue was changing.
传道人们要听见,
the preachers heard this.
那么就约其他的同工一起去他家里,
and the preachers called upon other co-workers to go to his house.
特别帮他祷告,
specially prayed for him.
特别帮他按手,
specially put lay their hands on him.
在疫情当中也特别去访问他，帮他祷告。
And even during the pandemic, they made efforts to see him and pray for him.
感谢神啊,
and thank the grace of the Lord.
就是在家里祷告的时候,
it was when he prayed at home.
两位传道人确定了，听见了，帮他按手，也听见，哎，有灵言了。
Two pastors confirmed that he has prayed in tongue and he has received the Holy Spirit.
祷告了十几年，终于得到了。He
has prayed for 10 some years. He finally received the Holy Spirit.
在家里得到了。At
home.
不是灵恩会，就在家里，在平常。Not
during spiritual convocation, but during a daily prayer at home.
另外一位小孩子。Another
little child.
大概只有10岁。
He's only about 10.
平常祷告也不专心。
Usually they have a hard time concentrating.
别的小朋友都求到圣灵了，他就还没有求到。
When other children have received the Holy Spirit, they have yet to do so.
最近他在家里祷告，好专心。
However, recently when they're praying at home, they're very concentrated.
那个小朋友大概觉得说，我需要神的帮助。
And perhaps this child realized that they need God's help.
还是很专心。
They started to concentrate.
开始很专心的舌头都有一点。 跳动有点改变。
And their tongue started to change.
本来我们都是还没有得到圣灵之前，都是念哈利路亚，哈利路亚，还要念哈利路亚赞美主。
And before we receive the Holy Spirit, we usually repeat Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
有一些小朋友就念得有气没力的啦，或者是有一些不专心啊。
A lot of kids, they are mumbling it softly, or they're not saying it at all because they're distracted.
但这个小朋友开始专心了。
However, this child was very concentrated.
爸爸妈妈听见，祷告好像不一样哦，好像舌头有点跳动。
And suddenly, their parents realized that you sound different.
哎呀，叫传道去。帮忙祷告，帮忙听。
So they called the preacher to visit and to check.
因为感谢神，又有圣灵。
And thank the grace of the Lord that they have received the Holy Spirit.
所以神在疫情当中啊，没有停止他的工作。
So during the pandemic, the work of God has never stopped.
政府的这个防疫规定啊，挡不住圣灵了。圣灵随时可以去你家了，圣灵随时可以到你身边、心里面了。
Even the health guidelines that barricaded meeting, it has not stopped the work of God.
圣灵是不受时间、空间任何的阻隔。
Because Holy Spirit is not barricaded by the restrictions of time and space and materials.
尤其是最近在家里时间那么多。
Especially these days, we spend so long at home.
你还没有求到圣灵，你就每天在家里定一个时间，我要求圣灵。
If you have not received the Holy Spirit, then each day set a time aside to pray for it.
在家里都可以给你圣灵。
And God can give you the Holy Spirit even at home.
如果你已经有圣灵，
if you already have the Holy Spirit,
祷告很软弱，
and you feel like you are weak in prayer,
这个时候我们要把握这祷告的方向。
This is a time where we have to grasp the direction of prayer.
刚刚我们所讲的。
And just like what we said before,
第一就是要祷告到圣灵在我们里面成为江河。
The first, we have to pray until the Holy Spirit is like a turbulent river in our hearts.
冲我们，洗我们，滋润我们。
That is washing us. It is flushing us and encouraging us.
没有到充满，没有到圣灵充满，不要停。
Until we are filled by the Holy Spirit, do not stop.
没有到专心，不可以停。
Until we are fully concentrated, do not stop.
有时候我们看电视、玩手机都可以很专心。
Sometimes you watch TV or you scroll your phone, you can be concentrated.
半个钟、一个钟一下就过去了。
Half an hour, an hour, you can spend very easy.
因为你很专心，所以时间很快。
Because you're concentrating so hard, the time passes so quickly.
祷告五分钟就好像很久。
You pray for 5 minutes, it feels so long.
因为不专心，所以觉得很久。
Because you're not concentrated, so it feels like an eternity.
不专心，所以身体都腰酸背痛。
You're not concentrated, so you feel soreness in your back.
当你很专心的时候，什么痛你都忘记。
However, when you're really concentrated, you don't feel anything.
祷告到底，圣灵好像江河一样。
You pray until the Holy Spirit is like a turbulent river.
第二个方向，我们今天晚上就是告诉圣灵你有多软弱。
And the second direction of our prayer tonight is tell the Holy Spirit how weak you are.
告诉圣灵就可以了，告诉别人没有用。
You tell the Holy Spirit that's enough. If you tell other people, it might not do anything.
就算想要放弃，继续祷告。
Even if you want to give up, you continue to pray.
祷告是你唯一的力量。
Because prayer is the only source of strength.
好，我们来唱诗。
Let's all sing a hymn.
252首。
252.